Hello. I don't know what that first hello was, and I also don't know why I say hello multiple times whenever I start this podcast, but I do, so, you know, that's just a fact of life, I guess. That was a weird intro. I was trying to say that I always start off with my intros, just talking about my intros being weird, like for the past three at least. I've been like, whoa, that's kind of a weird start, and I'm thinking that maybe that's a common theme that I do, so that I can think of the next topic. Quick shout out to a very, very special lady, and it may come to a surprise, but it's not Waverly this time, it's Jane Goodall, Waverly just told me a bit about her, and, you know, I have to shout her out, so, shout out to Jane Goodall for all of the work she's done, thanks. My uncle came today. I was taking an exam when he first arrived, so I finished the exam and I go downstairs, and then I see my dad in the kitchen with Marlon. Like, I'm just making sure Marlon doesn't go out and sees his dog, and his dogs are called Blueberry and Big Mama, and Big Mama is like a fat big dog but short, and then Blueberry is like a small like a handbag dog type of thing, but like a bit bigger. I'm not sure, I think it's called like Molten, but I'm not really not sure about dog. I'm not too good with dog breeds. Yeah, that's it. But I think it could be a Malteser. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're small. But my uncle is like the type of guy that like goes wherever. Like, I'm not sure. He's definitely not taking social distancing serious at all. And like, he's kind of like just that guy that doesn't really take it seriously. He's bipolar. Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, he still is, I guess, because you can't really lose it, but sometimes he's like less. I think he's less. So my parents were like, yeah, just, you know, stay like 6 feet apart from him. You know, he could, like, if out of anyone we know, he would be the person to have it, like, undoubtedly. And so, I'm not sure. It's so hard to, like, think of how to have the storyline. I was just thinking that because I'm not sure where to start. Like, when there's so many aspects, and I'm not sure, like, how it builds upon each other. I'll start off with, like, he just lost a ton of weight. Like, a ton. He's, like, 175 now and, like, 6 foot-ish. And just like muscly, and like he shaved off all his hair, so he's like bald, but which is kind of scary because that makes him the like fourth uncle that I have that is bald, or fifth, I think. So I'm kind of scared about hair, I guess. Well, my dad's side is really good with hair, my mom's side is just bad with hair. I'm not sure why I'm talking about that, but he basically lost a ton of weight because he recently, he had two of his aunt, this is what he said, I'm not too good with anatomy too well, but this is what he said, he had two arteries working in his heart really, and they were still like clogged up a bit or something, the other two weren't like working, and so he had heart surgery. And so now he has like four working arteries in his heart, whereas before he had two. And he was like, yeah, after that I felt like I'm 25 years old again, like, and he's about like 60 or something, he might be older, and he's like, yeah, I feel like 25, and he does not look 60 at all, he looks like 40 maybe, I'm not sure, I'm not too good with age. And he's like pretty fit right now, and he was like, he's still like a bit like big bellies, and he was like going up to me and my brother like, dude, punch me, like punch my stomach. I dare you. I dare you. You'll break your hand. Like, I dare you to punch me in the stomach. And then he carries on by saying, dude, you know what? I think I'm the best arm wrestler in the world. Like, there's just no doubt about it in my mind. Like, I've taken on people, like, 6'5", big, muscly guys, and I've always won. Like, there's no question. I can always be an arm wrestling. And my brother made a sarcastic comment, or, like, just, like, laughed, and he was like, it's not a joke. Like, dead serious. Like, I can destroy anyone in arm wrestling. And then he goes down and does 75 push-ups. And, like, these weren't great push-ups, but he still did 75. And then he was like, see, you know, I can do it, like, And, like, it's funny coming from him because, like, he doesn't really, like, work. He just doesn't really work. And then he brought Chinese food over for his dogs to eat. So, like, he brought Chinese food for his dogs, which I'm not sure is the, like, I'm not sure about dogs' diet and Chinese food. And then after the dogs finished, like, slobbering over it and, like, eating some of it, there was some left over, and he picks up the bowl and he starts eating, like, what his dog just, like, with the leftovers that his dog just, like, the two dogs just chowed on. And it was kind of, like, gross because it was like food was hanging out of his mouth and, like, all around his mouth. It was just, like, weird. And then his big mama continues to go around my yard and just does a bunch of diarrhea everywhere. And then she does this weird thing, and she sound the gravel, and she started scooting her butt across the gravel, and she was, like, wiping her butt, so there was, like poo smear on the, like, gravel. And it was just so funny. And then he gave us two surfboards, and then he started throwing a... He, like, threw a drone at my brother, and then he threw a, like, electric car at my brother, and then he threw, like, VHR movies, like, those old movie tapes at my brother, and he's like, "Have Merry Christmas," like, I'm not sure, like, he's one of those cool, he's the cool uncle that gives us stuff, even though, like, he doesn't really have too much. And so that was funny. And then he proceeds to talk about how he loves his dogs, because he doesn't have a wife or anything. He has a kid, and his kid's cool. But it's like, yeah, yesterday, I was taking a shower, and then, Blueberry comes in, and she starts, like, trying to, like, get in the shower. And so I get the hose, like, he's got a powerful hose type thing, and I spray her full pelt, and she goes flying across the room because she's, like, small. And then she comes back, and she starts, I don't know, trying to, she comes back and runs at it, and I spray her again. And then he was like, yeah, I did that for, like, an hour, and then I had, like, 80 gallons of water across my whole room. And he was like, but it's fine, because it's waterproof. Like, and he was like, and also carpet absorbs it, so, you know, it's fine. And I'm not sure, he's just a character. And then to top it off, we get a call from our neighbor saying, hey, there's a car unlocked and running that is it's halfway parked on the road, and it's halfway parked in our driveway, and the door's open. And by this point, he's been around at our house for, like, 30 minutes at least type of thing. And no one knew about, no, like, none of my family knew other than him. And he was like, oh, it's fine. It was probably a quarter of the way out into the actual, like, road. But he was like, it's fine. Like, no one would steal that car from me. Like, jeez. Also, this is a bourgeoisie neighborhood, like, because he lives, I'm not sure, just in a rough up place. And he was like, no one's gonna steal from me, you know, like, I'm too nice, like. And he was like, there's just no way no one would steal that car from me. And we just found it funny, like, he'd just leave his car unlocked. I'm not sure, I feel like, I'm not sure. After that little escapade, I felt like I had to tell someone. It may not be, like, too interesting to you, actually. Now thinking about it, it might not be interesting at all, because it's just, like, my uncle. And, yeah, I probably should have chosen a better topic now thinking about it, because it's just a bad topic, I guess. It's not too interesting. I just find it funny, his whole demeanor. Also, found tomorrow is Sunday, so do you know what that means? That means it's the week, it's the start of the week, and by the end of the week, I'll be with you. Well, by the end of the week, I would have been with you for like two days or so. I cannot wait. Also, Cinco de Mayo is on Tuesday, and I'm just quickly gonna double check what Cinco de Mayo, I'm not sure, I know Cinco de Mayo, but I just need to double check, like, why it's so important. Okay, French is, no, something to do with France, is the annual celebration held on May 5th. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th under the leadership of General Ixtlano da-da-da-da-da. So maybe we can celebrate that. Maybe we can do a Cinco de Mayo party. Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll think of something. Also, tomorrow, it should be a hot day, so I'm not going to study for math tomorrow, and I'm just going to, like, play outside, I think. And then I'll study for math Monday and Tuesday. Also, I don't like doing work from home, because it, like, I feel like it gives me more anxiety when I see other people, like, working, and I'm just, like, not doing anything. Like, I'm just looking up at the sky or something like that. It makes me feel like I'm being unproductive. I'm not sure. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you need to have, like, that motivation from others. But I think I'm gonna end it here. Good morning. And I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great Sunday. Or Sunday. I love you so much, so much, and goodbye.